Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Broadcast. And today your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you stopped by the show today. For those of you that's in the archive or maybe on the chat or maybe just listening at your desk or in your vehicle, welcome again to Joy and Peace Outreach Broadcast today. And before we start, we have a really good topic today. So I hope everyone from the sound of my voice that's listening in will dial into the show and let us know what you think about the topic that we have today and share something from your life experience on the topic we will be talking about very shortly. Good morning, Father. I thank you for waking me to do this morning show. Please help me bring this day with rejoicing and with praise to you on my lips for keeping me through another night. I thank you. I praise you for the promise of your word, that your loving kindness never ceases. I rejoice that your compassion never fail, but are new every morning. You give us new manna every day, and God, we say thank you. I commit this day to you. Help me to keep you first in my thoughts, even as I go on this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. Let me magnify you, dear Heavenly Father. It's not about me. Let me give you glory, dear Heavenly Father, because you are worthy. You are holy God. You are righteous God, dear Heavenly Father. And we say thank you this morning. I pray this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. What today? Our topic is starting off with trusting in God. My. I need to break down some of these words that I'm going to use today, such as trust. Before we go any further, trust is in one in which confidence is placed. You know, you place confidence everybody. But the Almighty God, we're talking about today, trusting in God. Are you trusting today, those that's listening, but the sound of my voice? Are you really, really trusting in God? Or is you trusting in your job, trusting in your mother, your father, your co-workers, your classmate, the neighbor next door, somebody down the street? Just go into yourself today and find out from yourself. This is an individual thing. Who are you really trusting in today? And, you know, as I went through that, I'm going to give you scriptures that we're going to go through, but I'm just going to run through some of the words that I had highlighted today on the trust and on commit, prayer. Because, you know, without God, we could do nothing. We have to lean and depend on God totally for our very being. And we give God praise for this show today. Let me see me turn on over here to commit.
When you think about commit, that means to
put in charge. Or trust, that brings you right back to the word trust, to place, or to consign, or record, to put into a place for disposal of safekeeping, to pledge, to obligate, or to place oneself, and trust, confess, convey, consign. You know, we have all these words, excuse me, that mean trust, that mean commit. Just a minute. We're giving God praise today for who he is and what he's doing for each and every one of us today. The devil is a lot. We're going to talk about trusting in God today. For all the Bible scholars out there, I know you're saying, what chapter is she coming from? So we're going to be in and out of the chapters today. But our main background scriptures is coming from Acts, the 12th chapter, 1 through 25. Also, the 9th chapter, 11 through 17. So we'll be touching basically some things on trusting in God. You know, as Christians can trust God to help when they or their friends are in situations that seem hopeless. You know, I thought about that. Just go back and you find like mine right where you're at right now. How do you respond to major crises and setbacks in your life today? I have to admit that at times I have not responded very well. Why is this happening to me? Just like with to you all that's listening on the sound of my voice. I may have asked, oh no, not another problem. I just don't know how much I can stand. All of us have said that from time to time. Do these responses ring any bell with you in your mind today? I hope they do. When crisis comes, our first response should be to kneel and pray and say, thank you, Lord, for this problem. I don't know how to solve. I would get to see your power, not our power, his power, one more time. Thank you, Lord. You know, today, you may have some setbacks in your life. You may be going through some things today, some situations in your life. And you going to have to learn how to trust in God, not your own intellect, but trust in God. Because, see, your own intellect will tell you this, 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 and this. But God will tell you what you need to know, where you need to go, how you need to solve it. Of course, I do get around to lifting up my name and my needs to God sooner or later. That's the same way about you all. Some of you all before, when a situation come up, you think you can handle it yourself. Automatically, we should go down in prayer. Go to God, because you can't pick every situation yourself. You have to rely and trust in God. And still, do you know what I sometimes say when God answers my prayer? Wow. Y'all say that. Wow. Look at what God have done. Would you look at that? I just can't believe how God worked in my life. You all looking for a miracle today. In your finances, on your jobs, in your family. Family members need to be saved. You felt like you've given it to God. You prayed. But he's going to come to you in his time, not your time. But you got to trust him. When he say trust in me, that's what he means. Trust in him totally. Don't waver, but trust in him. Am I ringing true today to anybody that's listening today, whether you're on the archive, whether you're on the phone? And if you want to say something, all you do is press 1 on your keypad for all of you all that's coming in. I would love to hear from you all today, because this is a one-on-one thing with God, not just with Overseer Satan. Trusting in God, all of you all need to be trusting in God. You can share with somebody else that's listening in today how you trust in God, how a situation arose in your life when you trust in God. Then to top it all off, after God has responded to your prayer and brought a solution out of nowhere, you find yourself describing to a friend how I surely figured my way out of my dilemma. You didn't figure your way out of your dilemma. It was God. But you would tell quick you don't want to give God the praise. All the praises and the honor go to God, not we ourselves. So we have to learn, you all, everybody that's listening or that will listen later on, we have to learn how to trust in God. Trust what his word say. You know, unfortunately, Christians have been acting as I just described to you from the very beginning of church history. Take a journey with me this morning, back a couple of thousand years. For all of you Bible scholars, I know you have your Bibles open, but we're going to go back a little bit to the church in Jerusalem. Just a few months after the resurrection of our Lord, as you watch the drama unfold in your study of Acts 12, notice how some believers responded to a crisis and to God's answer to prayer. And as I went through that, I started with imprisonment of Peter. That was found in Acts 12, 1 through 5. We are talking about King Herod Agrippa. He was arrested, some Christians, and had the Apostle James to execute. Then he arrested Peter, intending to bring him to trial after Passover. Miraculous release of Peter. Y'all remember the miraculous release of Peter. You'll find that in, when you read your word, Acts, the 6th through the 11th verse. Here it was speaking, I'm going to give you a portion, paraphrase, so we can get a lot in today. Because I'm hoping some of you all will call in today. The night before Peter was to be tried, an angel miraculously released him from prison. Did you hear me? The night before Peter was to be tried, an angel miraculously released him from prison. Now just think about all you went through yesterday. All last night you tossed and tumbled with a situation. But my, when the break of day came, and you open your eyes and behold the whole scenario, the whole situation had changed because you had put your trust in God and not yourself. You hadn't put your trust in man or woman, but you put it in God. God used people to get the job done, but you went to God first and trusted in God. You know, the response to Peter release. Peter went directly to the home of John, Mark's mother, who some believers was praying for him. You see how this is going around? How not just you praying, how the saints, men and women of God, are praying on your behalf. He told the believers what had happened. You know, the next morning, Herod and the soldiers was thrown into confusion over Peter's escape from prison, and Herod had the guard execute. Well, here, he hadn't escaped it. The angel came miraculously and released him from the prison. You know, and as you read, still in Acts the 12th chapter, and you go to the 19th to the 25th verse, you're going to read by King Herod Agrippa went from Jerusalem to Caesarea. Then he received letters from Tyre and Sidon to negotiate the settlement of a quarrel he had with those two cities. You know, Herod delivered a speech, and the people acclaimed him a god. However, Herod accepted this praise. For his blaspheming, an angel of God struck him with an illness, and he died. You better give God praise. When God do something for you, for your family members, and you get the report, and they start saying that they did it, say, oh, no, baby, God did this here. You didn't have anything to do with it. It was strictly God. It was God that took care of that situation. That's trusting in God. Because, see, long as you was trusting in yourself, nothing was happening. And as I read further and went through, God's words continued to spread. Barnabas and Paul delivered to Jerusalem the offering from believing in Antioch. They returned to Antioch, taking John and Mark with them. You know, as I was reading that, I went back to trusting in God. Everyone says to me, even to you that's listening today, trust God. When you ask him something and you don't understand how God, say, trust God. And then you say, that's easy for them to say. I believe in God and that he created the universe and human beings. And I even think he knows me intimately. But what do you mean, trust God? You know, trust him for, with what? You trust him with your very life. You trust him with everything. To do what? I understand that when I pray and ask God to help me, I hope that he hear me. And I hope that maybe he will see things my way. No, it's not your way, it's God's way. And maybe grant me what I ask him. But I learned long ago that he doesn't always answer me. So I don't expect too much from him. That means you're not trusting God. I'm trying. I'm really trying. It's just hard. That's what you hear a lot of people say. But you have to trust God for everything. Not just one thing. If he brought you out of this last year, or whatever situation it was, he's going to bring you out today. Some of you are sitting right now, the sound of my voice saying, she just don't know what I'm going through. I'm sitting here, fixing to get put out, don't have nowhere to go, bills need paying, bills overdue, I need finances to come, I don't know, I need a breakthrough in my life, I don't even know where the finance coming through, my children need clothing, they hungry. How can she tell me to trust in God? I'm glad you say that. I'm glad you was thinking all them things. You know, trusting in God to you is one of the hardest things to do. As a Christian, life seems like a mystery. And as we observe life around us, sometimes we wonder if God is even involved with us at all. Some of y'all think that because he didn't materialize, he wasn't a Santa Claus and showed up 10 minutes after you prayed the prayer. It's a season for everything. You'll find that in Ecclesiastes. It's a time for everything. And all the time, your time is not God's time. So what you asking for don't mean God is not going to give it to you. Are you trusting in God faithfully? Are you doing what he said? Are you being obedient? Are you keeping your mouth closed while you trusting him and going about doing what he say do? Or are you running your alligator from morning to night? God don't even have time or chance to get a word in because you steady talk. But when you going to shut up and really listen to what God is saying? You know, we want to believe in him, but why is it so hard? Why is it so hard for the men or women of God to believe in Jesus? And they say they saved, they sanctified, they filled with the Holy Ghost, with the burning fire. But let a crisis, as the apostle come on and say, let a monkey get on their back. And you'll see what they do. So we as Christians got to know where our faith at, where our trust in. You know, trusting in God is vital to our spiritual lives. Yet our faith is so weak. If we only knew the amazing way that the Lord would open up to us, if we would just open up to him in belief. That's what you have to do. You have to go to God just like I'm speaking to you today on Blog Talk. Each and individual can go to God on your own behalf to God. He already know what you need. He know when you need it, how you need it. But he tell you in his word to ask. And if you never ask, if you never do the things God wants you to do for God to move, how you think those things going to come about? You know, the more we trust in him, the more he rewards us and reveal himself to us. But we have to have that assurance, that connection with God. We got to be on top of it, you all. But when we doubt, you can't doubt God. And don't have faith. Here you got doubt. You got no faith. That's why you don't never see nothing happening. You got to have faith that will move mountains. You can't have that doubt. Well, I think God gonna do it. No, you move faith out of the equation. You know God gonna do it. Well, the doctor said, who is your main doctor? Dr. Jesus is your physician. He is the great healer. He is the main healer. Sure, you get a diagnosis from the physical doctor, but when you go to your spiritual doctor and you get his diagnosis and he tell you everything going to be all right, do what I tell you to do, instructions I'm giving you, follow them to the T. But no, we'll go out and we'll believe everything somebody else has told us, and God have already told us what to do and how to do it. So you got to move doubt, you got to move fear, and you got to move strengthening your faith. He doesn't try to prove himself or surprise us with a revelation to show us that we are wrong. You see, the point is, it's all up to you, you all. If you don't believe that God would do much for you, then guess what? He's pretty much won't. You got to have that belief in you, assurance, without a shadow of a doubt, that what you ask him for, that you will have. It's in the word. But if you trust in God to come and make your life new, be ready for him to come in, just like a gangbuster. It's very exciting. Do you want to see miracles? You need to believe in miracles. To see a miracle, you got to believe in a miracle. You got to believe that your loved ones are healed of cancer, or they are healed of AIDS, or they are healed from the stroke. Their voice have come back. You believe in a miracle that they will learn how to read, that they will learn how to talk, they will be able to walk. You have to have that belief in that miracle already on the inside of you. Do you want to see God move in your life? You have to trust him to move in your life. It is simple, yet very, very hard. God asks the hardest thing from us, to suspend our common sense, close our eyes to everything around us, put aside our knowledge of earthly reality and logic, and trust in him. How many of us want to rationalize when we go into God? Just give God what you need to give him and let him handle it. But we're going to sit down, we're going to rationalize it. Well, when will it occur? How long it's going to be? Well, what day it's going to be? What time it's going to be? Are you trusting in God or are you trusting in yourself? You have to realize that today, yes, truly, trust him to be real. God is real with you. Are you real with God today? Well, guess what? Sometimes it happens. God wants to see if you will still trust him, even if your prayers don't turn out the way you want. My, 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 my. He is trying to help us grow in our faith. In order to do that, he continued to raise the bar a little bit at a time. And when you think about that, even if you pray, don't turn out the way you want. You may pray for one thing, and God's still answering your prayer, but he sent it a different way from what you was expecting it to come. But he's still doing it and working it out for your good, because he knows what's best for each one of his children. And you say you are his child? Well, he's working it out for your good. No, you don't understand it all the time. No, you want to be kicked at the prick, but we have to trust and believe in God, no matter what. And you know, as I went back to the scripture, when the stones of Stephen, the first Christian martyr, a great prosecutor, broke out against the infant church in Jerusalem, you find that in Acts, the 8th chapter, in the 1st verse. The persecution grew in its fury, and King Herod Agrippa cautioned the apostle James, the brother of John, and the key leader of the church. James therefore became the second Christian martyred in history. My. When Herod saw the Jewish leaders was pleased with his action against the church, he decided to improve his political position by further attacking the church. You know, growing in boldness, he moved through into prisons during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He intended to put him on trial after Passover. This may have been exactly 1 year after the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus during the Passover season. You know, in prison, Peter was held up unusually heavy security. The 4 squares are 4 soldiers each. You find that 12 and 4 would have been charged every 3 hours during the 12 night hours. This practice in the Roman army prevented the guards falling asleep while on duty. You know, so many people are going to sleep now on duty, on their prayers, on what God have assigned them to do. But y'all say y'all trusting in God. Who are y'all really trusting in? Is you trusting in the Almighty Father? What's going on? Yes, Lord. You know, in prison, Peter was held under unusual heavy security. My. Oh. You know, as Peter awaited trial in prison, the church gathered to pray for him. And they prayed earnestly for him without ceasing. And you know, the verb from which Greek words was derived mean to stretch out, to extend. If thus this could refrain either to extension in time or extension in intensity. You know, the King Virgin took it one way, while the New King Virgin translated took another. We may be sure that the church at Jerusalem prayed to God for Peter's both unceasingly and earnestly. That same word is consistently used in the New Testament with confidence that God would answer. The believer's prayers was offered with the full assurance that God would help. You know, honestly, continuing in prayer is always appropriate when Christian needs God's help. My. Who do you know that is going through a particular crisis or a difficult time right now? You may not be able to do anything to change a person's situation, but you can lift one another up in prayer. My. You know, and as I read further, as the church in Jerusalem prayed for Peter, his trial date drew nigh. Peter was imprisoned in the Tower Antonine, and the Roman army garrison overlooked the temple. The night before his scheduled trial, he slept, secured in God's keeping. Just like he had, you know, that problem you couldn't solve when you went to bed. Give it to Jesus and go ahead and get you a good night rest. He's up. He will take care of every need that you have, everything that's going on in your life. He's going to take care of it. He's going to be the one right there to lead and guide you to all truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're talking about trusting in God today. You know, a lot of people like to put their trust in. I'll give an example. My computer. My trust was in Jesus. My trust was in the computer. But till I got down to praying to find out what was wrong with this computer, anoint it, give it over to Jesus, and let him work it out. Out the clear blue this morning. Computer started just working just fine because I had told everybody I wouldn't be able to be on the line because in case somebody came in, I couldn't bring them in. But I'm showing you how good God is, what he would do in your life. He's right there, your beck and call. All you got to do is just open your mouth and let him know. You know, as we grow spiritually, he asks us to believe more and more things become difficult. He wants us to believe even more. God is not a genie or Santa Claus. My. He really can't be manipulated to do just anything you want. There is no formula or bottle or button that you can push for God that lets you know he's in charge of the universe, of everything. He created us in his likeness, and we give him praise today. We're trusting in him. We're not going to give up. You know, he can't really be manipulated to do just anything you want. There is no formula or button you can push for God to perform tricks for you. Many prayers require submission, humility, and obedience. And most prayers can be answered when we participate and become are active in our situation rather than just waiting for anointing to happen. Yes, God wants us to get off our butts. Yes, I say that, but yes. He wants you to get up. Declare the works of God that he has given to each and every one of you with the sound of my voice. God is able. He's able to do exceedingly and above all that you and I could even ask or think. And you know, you see, he has his plan, and we have ours, and they are usually very different. God's plan and our plans, I know y'all found that out, are very different. God does have a mind of his own, and subconscious, we are disappointment when we don't receive his awareness. We are looking for that. He did still believe that we double-minded. We are doubling ourselves. It's time to come off that guilt trip. Time to start trusting in God all the way, not halfway, not part of the way, but really trusting in God, giving God the glory, giving God the praise. Because he's worthy to be praised. You know, and this is the key, belief and trust. Keep on trusting regardless of what is going on around you, even if things seem hopeless. But God is real and very aware of what is going on with you. And he knows that most of the time you doubt him. God knows when you doubt him. But he does desire that you take that one leap of faith to trust him with your life. And when you take that leap, he is finally able to wrap his arms around you. Jesus asked us to have faith as a little child. You know, but as adults, our past disappointments have corrupted us. We need to go back to the place when we question God and believe as a child. And what does that mean? It means you have to. That means God is listening. That means you have to put your confidence and trust in God. Not the people down the street, down the road, across the way. Put your trust in God. Because what you go to God with, he won't repeat it to nobody else. But when you go to everybody, tell them you need this or you seeking this and what you do and what you do, you're going to hear it all around the town, all around the bases and everywhere. But when you do it the way God wanted it to be done, you'll be surprised. Yes, yes, yes. And as I went on a little further on verse 7 in Acts, that night an angel from God appeared in a blaze of light. He awakened Peter and told him to get up as he spoke. The man fell of Peter's wife. Peter's wrist, I'm sorry, y'all. And in verse 8, the angel commanded Peter to dress and follow him, still goggled with sleep. Peter could not only act as the angel directed evermore. Peter was not escaped on his own, but he was being delivered by God's angel. My. Here God is delivering you by his angel. God delivering each and every one of you today by your word, by your hair. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thought about it. Peter followed the angels from his cell. He did not fully realize what was happening, thinking he was only serving a vision. He did not understand that he actually was walking out of the prison. My. Hear that angel miraculously freed him from the prison. You can be even free from your mind today, trusting in God. God does not respond to each of our prayers in the same way. He does not always deliver us from our difficulties. He may give us the strength to endure the hard time. At other times, he may give us the wisdom to find our way through the maze of difficult circumstances. Though God may respond to our prayer in different ways, he does respond, and we should look expecting for his answer. Trusting in God today. How is your faith level? How is your trust level? Because you need the faith, you need the trust, where you can trust in God, not give in, not throw in the towel, but trust him for who he is and what he is. You know, relinquish your mind today. Control over all situations. Take your hands off. Let go of your fears and beliefs. Stop trying to figure things out. Trust God to work them out. You know, we as men and women of God, we always are trying to figure out what we can do about a situation. And God already got it worked out. If we would just start trusting in God and saying, God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God won't leave you alone. And, you know, that's the topic for today, trusting in God. You know, the hardest thing for us to do is to release our faith. When we truly trust the Lord with our heart, we finally give him permission and freedom to minister through us. And without getting in his way, he won't force anything on us, but we must not let go completely. By not trusting him, we're retaining our control over our situation. My. Trusting in God. We have to trust in God no matter what, you all. You know you can't fix that situation. You don't even know about what to do. But when you start trusting in God, put your total faith in God, God will open doors for you unimaginably. Things will start coming to you from the left, from the north, from the south, from the east, and the west. God will break those chains on your behalf. He will give you that promotion, trusting in God. He'll give you that pay raise. He'll give you that job some of you all are looking for. He'll give you the house that you want, but you have to trust in him. You have to rely on him for him to come and materialize all these things for you. I thank God for this lesson today. I want you to just think back to the last time God acted in your life in a powerful way. How did you respond to God's help? Did you take credit for your sureness of righteousness, or did you acknowledge the King of Kings, you know, out of the hands of God at work in your life? My. We're talking about trusting in God. We can't do nothing without God, you all. Rather than telling God exactly what you think you need for yourself, ask him to do what is best for you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And trust that whatever happens is what he wants for you for this time. And follow the Holy Spirit lead. Yeah, because see, a lot of things that you want is not the timing for God. That ain't what God wants you to have at this time. So you got to know that you know that you have put everything in God's hand. God wants to give you a full and an abundant life. but he only asks for you to believe in him. The Lord can make you the person. He wants you to be a person of true faith. Trust him to be real. And as I'm getting ready to come to a close, it says, trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is the rock, eternal. You'll find that in Isaiah 26:4. Today we were just talking about trusting in God. You got to know that you know. When you trusting in God, that everything will be all right. So today, just remember to be able to give God every problem you have, every care. He'll take care of the situation for you. No, it may not be like you wanted it handled, but he know how to handle that situation. He know how to do what needs to be done. And so today, that's what we need. We need to learn to trust in God with our whole heart, soul, body, and mind. To trust in him. We can lean and depend on him. If there's anybody on the line would like to come forth or would like to even say something today concerning trusting in God. Because we could do nothing without God, you all. We have to trust him for everything. When I mean everything, everything. It's nothing we can do without God. Not nothing. So today, I hope it was something that each and every one of you all got out the topic today, trusting in God and not ourselves, seeking him, having faith, moving doubt and fear, and just, you know, be excited about it when you go to God. And stop saying, well, I've tried it and it don't work. Yeah, you can try, but let it work. You didn't give it time to work. You give it to God at 10 o'clock. At 10:30, you done snatched it back. You didn't give God time to really work with it. He can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. That means he, whatever you give to him, he's going to work it out in his time. Timing is important. We can't go before him. Go along with him. As he take you up each step, he'll guide you. Protect you from all hurt, harm, and danger. That's really trusting in God, where your faith is without a shadow of a doubt. It's in God. And he's the one that will move mountains for you, not you yourself. You just you. What kind of level are you working with? What kind of power are you working with? You know, where are you where you figure you more and can do more than God can do? No, 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 no. That's a no-no. So today, you want to see miracles come in your life, in your family life. It may be today someone on this line that need a situation change. I can give you a problem solver, which is Jesus Christ. I can tell you who to really trust in is in God. Someone may be listening to the sound of my voice today and say, well, I just still understand. It still haven't worked out. Yes, it has. It's working it out right now as you speak it on your behalf. And you will bring it into the manifestation of it that you know without a shadow of a doubt. If it had not been for God on your side, where would you be today? If it had not been for God and trusting in him, you wouldn't even be able to listen to me today. But you was trusting in him that your bills was going to be paid. Every need was going to be met. You was trusting in him today. And we give God the praise. We give God the glory because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And coming up to the closing, possibly you and a family member or a good friend is presently going through a difficult experience. The account of Peter's arrest in the earlier chapter delivers help in thinking about how to cope with especially trying situations. I want you to consider the following. Being by taking the situation and need to God in earnest, constant prayer, trusting God to hear you and to meet those needs. you know, expect. You need to go to God expecting. Expect me, God, to hear and answer your prayer that looks for the answer. If we believe, will act and respond to our prayer, then we should expect his answer and active look for his response. Another one, when God answered your prayer, acknowledge his work both to yourself and to God. When God answered your prayer, give all the glory and praise to God. Don't run around town telling everybody about the request you made and have not given your Heavenly Father thank you. Let your Heavenly Father know how you appreciate that with your response. When God answers your prayer, acknowledge his work both to yourself and to God. Acknowledge God's work is essential to your growth in the faith. Tell others what God has done. Bear witness about what God has done for you and others. Encourage believers and can help unbelievers see evidence of God's active presence in your life and in your world today. Today, tell others what God has done for you. Don't put it under a rock. Don't hide it in a bag, paper or plastic. But let the world know what God has done for you, what he has brought you through, how he brought you through. You don't know how he did it, but you know he did it. There is a God that's sitting high and looking low. So today, I hope someone got a message or something out of the message trusting in God, having faith in God, believing God, knowing what the words say. And that's what we have to do today. We want to trust in God all the way, not part of the way, not sometime. We want to trust in God all the time. I know a lot of you all planning vacations this year. I'm just using examples. And you don't see your finances, your pay stub showing you, I can't afford to take a vacation and take the family anywhere. You trust in yourself. You trust in that job and that finance. You're not putting your trust in God. If you really would put your trust in God, you would see that things would work out. If he give it to you, he's going to perform it. And that's why we have to look at the situations today that occur in each and every one of our lives, that we need God. We have to trust and lean and depend on our Heavenly Father. And as I go back to my beginning, Christians can trust God to help, even when they or their friends or loved ones, in situations that seem hopeless. So you might have had a friend call you and told you, the doctor says it's just a matter of time. Who you believe in, the doctors? The physical doctor? Or you believe in Dr. Jesus that can turn that thing around in a split second? How many people you have visited in the hospital or the nursing home? And they telling you one thing, but God showing you another. Where's your faith? Are you doubting? You got to remove all doubt, all fear. Raise up that faith level. Start trusting in God and learning what God is saying and what God is doing in your life. And you'll see, without a shadow of a doubt, that God is right there with you in the situation that you're going through, that you see like it's hopeless and you don't know. Like you figure every major crisis is coming up, every setback that you can think of. But when you start trusting and leaning on your Heavenly Father, he will open up doors that no man can open. He will shut the doors that no man can close. So today, I hope you all got something out of this. You can read Acts at your leisure time and read about Peter, Agrippa, and the various ones that was mentioned in the scriptures. But I mentioned some of them to let you know how God was still in charge in their life, even in the Bible. He is in charge over each and every one that he created. And, you know, lift up your knees today to God. Don't wait. You can do it now. If you need to kneel and pray, kneel and pray. Stand up, stand up. But pray, give God the glory. When he bless you, When he opened doors for you, you know it was nobody but God. When they told you maybe 5 or 10 years ago, somebody came and messed up your finances, messed up your credit, put stuff on your credit report. I'm just using examples to bring you back some things, some crisis and some setbacks that have come up into your life. Some people have prison records that say you can't get a job or you can't get an apartment. Who are you putting your trust in? What the man say, what the computer say, or are you putting your trust totally in God? Because God is the way maker. And once you start putting your trust in God, you will find out things will work out so smooth. Stuff that you didn't even know that was due you. You may go to your mailbox today and find a check in your mailbox. And you'll say, well, Lord, thank you. Where did this come from? See, God knew what you needed already. You may not have realized the crisis today, but tomorrow something was coming up, and he done already sent the finances to you. So I'm just telling you today, trust in God. He is the one. Put your whole soul, body, and mind in God, because he is the answer. He is the key to every problem. I hope someone got something out of the message today. And you can always go to your word, which is the Bible, which God have given to us to read. It's in your pages in the Bible. If you have not tore your pages out, it's all in there. You'll see example after example, crisis after crisis. Don't be surprised when God open that door for you. Acknowledge God's work that's working through you. Look for God's response. Pray for God's help. Don't throw in the towel today. Look to Jesus, because he is the one. Tell others that may not even know, that may not even understand how good God is and what God is doing for you in your life. If it had not been for him and you trusting in him and not yourself, you'll find out, my, God has helped us encourage them to trust God. Everyone that listened to the program today, I hope you was helped today. That you can even share this with somebody else today that you meet. Tell others about God. Encourage them to trust God. Don't just let it lay dormant, but let them know God is the answer. Our testimony to God's miraculous power can strengthen your faith or draw them to faith in Jesus Christ. You may come across somebody today that have very little faith, might be in doubt, might be in fear. But you pray for them right there, right then and there. If you're on a bus, if you're in a grocery store, if you're on your job, and they're telling you about this happened, that happened. What do I do? First thing you should say, where is your faith and are you trusting in God? Because if you got any faith and you trusting in God, he's surely going to see you through this here. It's not all. It's not over till God says it's over. And so today, keep trusting in God. Keep leaning and depending on him, because he's the answer to every one of your problems, every setback that you have. He already know about it. All you got to do is trust him. And I thank you all for listening today. I want you all to have a wonderful and a blessed day. And before I leave, I'll close off with a prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you today. We thank you for meeting us on this line with Blog Talk. We thank you for every caller that will call in or that will listen in the archives later on to this broadcast. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that we are trusting in you. Even when the computer didn't work, even when the phones went out, we still was trusting in you, dear Heavenly Father. When it seemed bleak that the show may not go on today, my trust was still in you, dear Heavenly Father. I say, Lord, if it is your will. It is your will for people to hear about trusting in God. We're not going to give up. We're not going to throw in the towel, but we're going to give you the praise today. We're going to give you the honor. We're going to worship you with trusting in God. Whatever testimony we have, we're going to share it with the world to let them know how good our God is, what he's doing, how he can bring you out. We're going to acknowledge you, Lord. We're not going to let things go by without calling your name and looking for your response. We thank you today, God, for this broadcast. In the blessed name of Jesus, amen and amen. Have a good week. Bye-bye.